Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right, we're back in an absolute freezing cold garden room. Not good this at all. We were going to get a guest on, but it's freezing for a start. We don't want them feeling cold, and we don't really want anyone to talk about Saturday, do we?
No one wants to talk about Saturday. It's hard enough for us to talk about it. Another shocking performance, wasn't it? Unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's becoming one of them, like, the away games where we get battered and becoming harder and harder to defend.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. I think... I mean, a lot of Rovers fans' patience is small to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
But to have, like... Just... Obviously, people getting annoyed that JDT using the term project quite a lot, and people are, like, getting a bit bored of that. But with games like Saturday, it just makes it even harder for anyone to try and stick up for him or stick up for the players.
Yeah, I think like conceding so early, I think we reacted quite well, really. You know, the football we played in the first half weren't too bad, and you could argue that we, you know, probably could have created more, but the chances we did create, we should have put away.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Dak header, Hedges were through one-on-one after that, nice team move, and then there was another chance when we did fall to...
Dak plays it through to Gallagher in his first touch.
Yeah, so...
I say it bounces off him, that's just his first touch in general.
You know, you've got to put those chances away, haven't you?
If you look at the expected goals from the four goals, it's probably not as big as Hedges' chance.
No.
So, like, we realistically should be going in our time 3-0 up, 3-1 up.
I mean, they've scored, like, two screamers from outside the box.
Yeah.
A goal straight from a corner.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one that goes in off the post. So,
I mean, it's becoming like a recurring theme, and everyone keeps pointing out, like, if we go a goal behind, we don't come back, we don't get a point, we don't win. Like, why is that? Why don't we have, like, a scruff of the neck player to, like, drag us through and get a point? Or not even to, like, turn it around and win, but just to get an equaliser, and we don't have that player.
A lot of people have been saying it's a lack of character throughout the team, a lack of, well, they're just, I was going to say a lack of spine, but they're just spineless, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think that comes with how young the team is. I think we definitely weren't saying that at the start of the season when they got off to such a good start. And they were putting, like, really dogged and determined performances in, like the game at home to West Brom, where they, you know, they showed fight in difficult conditions to hold on to that. So, yeah. But at the same time, you would like to see more fight from them. So,
well, it's like we didn't have a yellow card on Saturday.
Yeah,
like 4-0 down. Like, there's no one upset. There's no one pissed off. I don't want people to go around and get sent off because of the fuming that they're getting beat, but, like, you'd expect, like, one, like, just bad tackle because you're pissed off at your own performance, pissed off at the team's performance.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that at all. It's like, yeah, we beat 4-0 and, yeah, well played.
Yeah.
It just seems to be like, again, it comes with age, and it comes with, like, the type of players we've got as well. We've got a lot of, we keep saying, like, two nice players. We don't have anyone who'll go on. Since Travis has got the captain's armband, he won't go do that either. So I don't know what it... I mean, the players that we've been linked with in the transfer window that we'll talk about after, they've got a bit of that, but, I mean, it depends if we get them in now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the only one that looks to be a done deal is the is the goalkeeper sign. I can't remember his name off the top of my head now.
Nicotia Haken,
yeah.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Which is, like, considering the stage we're at in the transfer window now, it's a bit disappointing that that's the only deal that seems to have been done. I don't know, is that others in the pipeline put a bid in for Pretorius. But I mean, you know, whether that will get done is, it's still up in the air. And, you know, we've lost out on Gelhart. I don't know if he's been announced by Wigan yet, but it's looking like he's going to sign for Wigan.
I don't want a bit more nervousness, but just people that they don't seem bothered that they're getting battered away from home.
Yeah.
It's all right celebrating when you win, but I just want them to show some sort of emotion when you get. I don't mind if you go out and put it all on the line and get beat 1-0.
Yeah.
But when you're getting absolutely battered, there's no excuse for what happened on Saturday at all. 4-0 is a shocking result against anyone in that league, but against bottom of the league.
Yeah, especially with the nature of the 4-0 as well, because, you know, we totally dominated the ball. I think we had some ridiculous 70% possession, didn't we?
Yeah.
And to end up losing 4-0, it's just not acceptable.
We're crying out for centre forward, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're desperate for one.
Yeah, an out-and-out centre forward. We keep saying, don't we, Jokeres? But yeah, there's just been too many away performances like that where we seem to have dominated possession. You know, the away games now that you look at on paper and you're like, you know, it feels like we dropped points. So, like, Wigan and Coventry and
Cardiff.
Really?
I bet all them games we had majority of possession.
Yeah.
Probably majority of shots as well, but just not creating enough clear-cut chances to win you a game. It's very frustrating. But, it almost puts a dampener on this weekend coming, because obviously before the Rotherham game, we were talking about these next four games are all winnable and we should be looking at 9 to 12 points over this next month. And now you think after that 4-0 loss that I'll take a draw against Bristol City when you shouldn't be looking at it like that. I know they got a good win at the weekend, but we should be looking at the teams down there thinking, oh, we should be beating them.
Yeah. It definitely makes it difficult going into this Saturday. We're really not in the best of form. Like I said, Bristol City got that win on Saturday, so. But I know they're not having the best of season, but I think they'll fancy the chances against us. In the current kind of situation,
Would you bring anyone in? Drop anyone for Bristol City's game? I think Mark Handy has to start.
Yeah.
It's not working up front, so we need to try something new.
I think so as well. So that midfielder, he keeps chopping and changing, doesn't he? And I think he's open for something to catch his eye that he'll stick with. But
I think his hands are tied behind his back because he doesn't seem to be able to drop Tyler Morton. So the formation he wants to play, there's only one position up for grabs, and he has to rotate three or four players in that position, whether it be Buckley, Travis, Wharton, Smodic. Whereas if he was able to drop Morton, then he could. Maybe do two and two every week and keep changing it up, but that's not an option at the minute. But Mark Andy and hopefully Diaz is back. He can come in for Vale. I don't think Vale play well on Saturday. Mark Andy can come in for Gallagher and keep Dak up front. I think Scott Warren will come back in for Hayam now that he's injured. Another 4 weeks out, isn't it?
That's not good.
No.
He's definitely been my player of the season so far, and so on Twitter yesterday, a lot of people saying best player, worst player, most underwhelming so far. And I think Hayam was pretty much everyone's best player
so far, definitely.
So it's a big blow, but Diaz coming back in, it's But yeah, we're going to get onto the situation with him in a bit. Which it's not too surprising what's happening, but no. It's still disappointing. It's disappointing when you lose.
It's always disappointing when you lose a player. But I think
when you lose a player like him,
most people will understand the reasons why, both personal and club wise.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Smodic is back. He might be in the squad on Saturday, but I can't see him getting in at the first 11. Travis didn't start, did he, on Saturday? Morton and... Let me check this. Morton and Garrett.
Morton and Garrett.
So would you bring Travis back in for Garrett or Morton? Who else do we have on the bench? Phillips might start instead of Scott Wharton. Scott Wharton might be on the bench. Carter. I don't think Rankin Costello deserves to be dropped.
No.
Costello and Pickering fullbacks. Kaminsky obviously at net. Travis and Hedges in the middle maybe. And Dak Diaz. Markandy up front.
Yeah,
I think that's enough players. Might have been 10, but and something needs to change. He needs to get a reaction out of him somehow. Can't carry on like this at all. But yeah, so we'll talk about the transfer window because obviously that's all social media is talking about at the minute.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned, JDT's come out and announced that we've got a bid in for Ryan Porteous, but he's got interest from Udinese. Who were the others that were after him?
They're the other ones that I've seen been linked to him, as well as Rovers, really.
I mean, if you didn't sign him, he's going straight on loan to Watford. He's not staying in Italy.
Yeah.
But I like him. If you've watched Scottish football, you'll know he's a bit like Travis, a bit of a shithouse, a bit of a wind-up merchant, and I think that's something we need. Probably a good player to play alongside. He's a ball playing centre back across from Higham, so him and Higham both at centre back, playing out from the back. Perfect, really. He's out of contract in the summer, so it won't cost us millions. It'd be probably $500,000 at very tops.
I think that's that is what the bid is in at $500,000. So
yeah.
And like you say, like ball playing centre back, a lot of people have criticised JDT for playing out from the back. Particularly after Saturday, I feel like it's getting more and more of a argument against him. Well, why does he keep, sticking with playing out from the back? Well, you know, we're saying like you've got to have the players to do it. Well,
give him the players to do it. Give him the tools and let's see how it works.
Let him bring those players in, and hopefully he turns out to be one of those players.
Yeah. He can play in defensive mid. He played defensive mid at the weekend for Hibs. I think they'll keep him for probably another week. They've got Hearts on Sunday, so
yeah.
I don't think one of the main players will leave just before a big game like that.
I don't think they'll want that.
I don't think he'll want to either. Game. He'll want to play. He'll want to play in the Edinburgh derby before he goes. He won't want to miss out on that to play at Bristol City away. we've been linked with that Dennis Undav as well on loan from Brighton.
Yeah, it's looking like that's gonna that's gonna get done.
I've not really heard much about him since he joined Brighton. He's always scored goals wherever he's been, though.
So yeah.
Looking at his Wikipedia.
I mean, really, with our kind of like problems in front of goal, we could do with all the help we can get. And hopefully we can get that over the line.
Yeah, sounds I think he's more of a. I'd be more favoured towards him over Gelhardt just because he's been to other places and scored goals. Whereas like Gelhardt, he's been playing in the academy at Leeds and a couple of first team appearances, but nothing. Where he's actually played like men's football and scored goals. The Gelhardt one's a tricky one. I mean, we've already had it this season with Morton, where there must be an agreement in place where he has to play a majority of games. Wigan can offer him that. I don't think we can. We can't offer Gelhardt to play every game or the majority of games.
No.
Where I think Wigan, down at the bottom, desperate for goals, I think they can offer him to start and play every game, and I think that's why. And he came through Wigan's academy, so you know, obviously knows the place and probably knows from the staff there, so he's going to pick that over coming to Blackburn. I don't think it's a massive... People are like obviously fuming, like, oh, we can't attract players that Wigan can or whatever, but it's not just picking between Wigan or Blackburn. That's not the choice, is it? The choice is how many minutes is he going to play? Does he know the place? Was he comfortable at the place? Obviously, coming through the academy, he's going to know a lot of things about it. So, but yeah, I'm not going to go on about how petty Rovers fans are on social media. We said before, Nikita Hyakkinen's more or less signed now. Should be announced today.
Yeah.
New goalkeeper. Do you think that's Kaminski leaving?
No, I don't think so. I think what we're more likely to see is Purs moving on. If anything, I mean, he's in the last 18 months of his contract, so just moved into the last 18 months. So,
I mean, he's won two league titles in a row, played in the Europa Conference League, did well in the conference. I think they got to the quarterfinals or semi-finals last year, Bordeaux Glimt. I know they'd had that mad result where they beat Roma 6-0. Not getting knocked out by Leicester in the end.
They might have done.
But, I mean, that's like... That he's not coming to sit on the bench, surely.
Well...
Europa League not, football but, or the bench in the Championship?
I don't think he's coming to see leaving. Well, I hope it's not.
Maybe...
You know, maybe he's like... Just as good as Kaminski, if not better. Maybe it remains to be seen.
How old is Kaminski now? Is he 30?
Yeah, I think so. He is.
And he's a goalkeeper. He's still got 6-7 years left, hasn't he? But I just think, I mean, there might be some speculation around him already. I know Spurs are crying out for a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
They watched Lloris's mistakes.
Yeah. The one last night I don't think is so bad because the deflection makes it difficult for him, but the one in the North London Derby on Sunday, it's an absolute howler, isn't it?
And he's always got that. I think he's always had one of them in him.
Yeah.
He's never been like a reliable goalkeeper. You think he's not going to make a mistake.
Yeah. In a game like that, like obviously Tottenham going into that, massive underdogs who are on top of the league. You just can't afford to, because like it just like zapped all the energy out the Spurs fans. Really, it felt like the atmosphere after that
just like, killed it completely. Didn't it?
Like, it was almost kind of like it was a done thing that Arsenal were going to win after that.
Yeah, very frustrating. But I mean, if he comes in, he's going to be number two to start with, obviously, until he gets a chance. FA Cup. Could he play in the FA Cup?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know you can't play in the same, like if you've played for someone else, but I don't know if it's like, if you join halfway through, can you play in the FA Cup?
I think you can.
Yeah. Is it only like cup tied if you played in the FA Cup for someone else?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I think it's only if you played for someone else in the FA Cup.
Okay. I feel a bit sorry for Purs, really. I mean, he's never going to be number one at Rovers, but he's always been a decent number two.
Yeah. You know, he's put in a few solid performances in the cup
games this season.
Harsh, but I mean, I think. If the signing of how do you say his name again?
Nikita Hyakkinen.
If the signing of Hyakkinen does get confirmed, he does join us, then I think that kind of spells the end for him at Rovers, unfortunately.
And then obviously the big news that we've had this week: Diaz leaving to go to Villarreal on a pre-contract.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
When you first see it, you're like, oh my god. But you know, you kind of take a step back and you're like, well, you know, if he was going to sign a contract, you feel like he would have done it by now, so you can't be too surprised that it's happened. I think Villarreal's an interesting
choice for him.
Interesting choice, though, particularly when most of the noise has been surrounding like Premier League clubs like West Ham and Everton and Leeds. So yeah, it was always going to be the risk when, you know, Venky's like in the last few months of
rejected
sticking
offers
with this 15 million price tag,
yeah,
and like those Premier League clubs that we've just mentioned only wanted to pay 10, and you knew like from that point that, well, you know, if they're not going to meet it, this is probably the way it's going to end up, because, you know, however much you'd like him to sign a new contract, it's, you know, it's more out of hope than realism, I think, that.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I mean, if it does turn out to be, I saw yesterday in JDT's press conference that he was asked about like Diaz's baby being born and stuff like that, and he said it's good that, you know, his baby's been born whilst he's here, because he'll have like, you know, a Rovers connection or like.
New signing in 20 years time, Brereton Diaz Jr.
And like, you know, just like JDT saying whilst he's here, I'm just like,
yeah, I mean, he's going to go in. He's not going to sign a new contract anytime soon. No. He's either going now or he's going in the summer. So
yeah.
I think I'd like to see us. It's a weird one, isn't it? Do you let him go now and then like take 8 million, which is probably going to be like 4 million by the time Forest get their add-ons and Brereton gets his add-ons and stuff? Do you take that, or do you keep him to the summer and just try and get playoffs? Because without him, I don't think we've got a chance.
I think for 4 million, I don't think it's really worth it.
No.
I think if people want to criticise, you know, the club for not selling him, then they have to look at how they've stuck with the 15 million price tag, and like, you know, they can't really criticise the club for not selling him in a situation like that where it's only a few million, you know.
Well, it would have been criticism if they'd accepted 6 million.
Yeah,
people would have been like, oh my god,
hindsight's a wonderful thing as well. If Rovers do manage to get into the playoffs, everyone will be saying, oh, what a great decision it were to hold on to Brereton, and if we don't, and people say, oh, bloody ocean, tough decisions to make, aren't they? But I feel like we made the right decision, really.
Yeah. So if Villarreal said, we'll give you 8 million and have him tomorrow, would you let him go?
If you could have him back on loan for the rest of the season, yeah, but
they're not going to do that because they want him.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think I'd keep him to end the season.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, it's not our money, is it? We're not going to get it back in our pockets.
Because although, you know, we have been in a bit of a slump recently, and like that cushion we had in the playoffs between, like, you know, when we're going into World Cup break, we were third, and it was like there's a bit of a gap.
Now we're down to 3 points, yeah.
Yeah, so the cushion's kind of like evaporating. But, you know, all it takes is like a bit of
a couple of wins.
Four or five games, and then, you know, I still think we've got a good chance of playoffs.
Yeah, I do.
You know, we just got to get out of this rut, turn our fortunes around, and
just need one draw.
We're in a strong position, I guess.
Just need one draw, make people believe it's possible. Yes. It's just getting ridiculous. Like 13 losses. Just only Wigan have lost more than us.
Yeah. I think I saw a stat the other day where it was like Rovers are the only team to get to 13 wins and 13 losses without drawing a game.
Like, ever,
I think. That's the first team.
That. Yeah, because usually a lot of the draws are like the team that have gone so long without a draw have been like Premier League winning teams that have either won most, like 20 games and lost two. So yeah, I hope he stays. But whatever happens, I think it's a good move for him. go out to Spain, a couple of seasons there. Yeah. Think he'll do well over there.
I think it suits
his game better than the Prem does.
Yeah, definitely. I think he'll be all right out there. I think it's good for his family, obviously. I think he'll do well.
Yeah. Set for life after a year in Spain as well. Right, so FA Cup tickets are out as well. The Birmingham game, they've got initial allocation of 5,000, maybe expanding to 7 if they sell out.
Yeah.
Already sold 50% of that.
Well, I think with the FA Cup, you have to give 15%, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's 15% of Ewood. I mean, that's 5,000.
5,000, yeah.
Cheap tickets, I mean, they like to sell 5,000.
Birmingham. Ticket. I think Birmingham will sell 5,000, yeah. I just think because they've got like a big allocation, they'll try and sell it out. It's like very rare that you get an allocation of 7,000 in it. Yeah. They don't usually sell that in the league.
Everyone, like a lot of fans of different clubs, like kind of like look at Ewood and think, oh, brilliant away day because we get like the full door in, you know?
Yeah.
You weren't happy with the pricing, were you? Like that.
It's not the pricing
For the Birmingham game.
It's not the pricing that I have a problem with. There's just no incentive to go whatsoever. Like there's no, I know like the incentive should be to go and watch Rovers, but there will always be that loyal 3,000 or 4,000 that will always go no matter what. But it's how do you get the other people down? And they just don't think about that at all. And like one idea I was thinking of last night was, if you buy a ticket for the Birmingham game, you get first dibs on the next round if we get through. So if you get a Man United, a Tottenham away, you get first dibs on that.
Yeah.
If you go to the Birmingham game, that's one way of like getting people in, because people might buy a ticket and then not go just because they're guaranteed.
I mean, we spoke in the past about, I mean, like with like kids tickets, if you put like all the people that have bought a kids ticket in a hat and, you know, pull a few names out and you get like a kids kit or whatever, so you know, something like that, you know, it would be nice to see something like that done.
Yeah, well, just like free Scott, just anything, do anything you can, like
pint a pint or
there's just nothing at all. But I think that would be the one way to get people in the door, is like if you buy a ticket for the Birmingham game, you will be guaranteed a ticket for the next round. And obviously, like, that might be at home to someone, so...
Yeah.
But if it's at home to Man United or... Man United still in the cup? They are, aren't they?
If
it's at home to Man United or Liverpool, then you're guaranteed a ticket for that, or you pay the same price for the next round. You know, like, if you get a big team and they up the price to £20, it stays at a tenner because you bought a ticket for the Birmingham game. Just do something. Just offer something. They've got like a full marketing team at Ewood. Like they must be able to think of, why can me and you think of shit like that? Yeah. They can't. Like, they're getting paid full time to do it. Yeah. Like they literally sit there 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and go, "We're gonna call it a tenner." Oh, brilliant! Honestly, that's absolutely brilliant idea. Yeah. What else are we gonna do? No. That's me done. That's me done for the day. Like, just think of something. Be a bit more creative. Just try and get as, I don't, do we want people down? Is that the issue? Are we trying to keep people away?
I can't see why that would be the,
I mean, the extra costs in stewarding, policing, like, do we want to shut the Riverside?
That would be daft, really. I think I can't see that being a motive at all. But yeah, it does, like, you know, everyone wants Ewood to be as full as possible, and you know, when you go to these cup games and the Riverside's shut and there's, you know, the rest of the ground's half empty, it's like,
it must be hard for players as well.
Yeah, it will be.
It must be better for the away fans when they turn around and see like a sold out away end, like definitely, cheering them on.
Yeah, I feel like it, you know, it kind of diminishes your home advantage to an extent, and it just kind of takes your, almost like takes like some of the optimism out of the fans that do go.
Yeah.
Like
you're walking down at like half, like 2:15, and like you're the only one on the street, you're a bit like, what's going on? Whereas sometimes I feel like when you're walking down and the pavements are packed and people are spilling out onto the road, walking to the ground, you get a buzz for it, like, yeah, before you're even out the ground. Yeah. And it can, like, build the atmosphere beforehand.
It's like, you know, it's like a fourth round of cup. Like, I know it's on the Birmingham home, it's not a glamorous time, but it's still a big...
Well,
every round in the FA Cup's a big day in the season.
I look at the FA Cup as... Like, I don't look at who we're playing now, I'm looking at where we could get to.
Yeah.
And that's how people should look at it. Obviously, when you're playing in the league, when we were up at third, like, the home games against Luton and Mill, they're not glamorous ties, but it's where you are and where you could potentially get to if you win that game. Why do people look at the opponent and think, like, so the next round, if we got one of the League One teams that have been drawn together that, at home, people are like, oh, that's not a glamorous tie. In my head, I'm thinking, I mean, we're in quarter final.
Yeah, get through to quarters.
Yeah, like that,
one game from Wembley.
Yeah, that should be your optimism. It shouldn't be, oh, I wish we played Liverpool. Not like spanked 4-0. Like, yeah, that's a dream, that, innit? I'd rather be one game away from the semi-final against anyone than play a big team at home at Ewood.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know people enjoy their away journeys and stuff and would love to go and visit a new ground, and that's fair enough, but I'd rather do that in the quarter-final than in the third round.
The championship, I was thinking about the other day, the championship for, like, the away days is getting a bit stale.
They're all Lego grounds, aren't they?
Yeah, I was looking at the teams that, like, could come up from League One. I was like, I think Plymouth and Chef Wednesday are the top two.
Plymouth's a trek away. Chef Wednesday, I've been a lot of times.
It's something different, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you been to Hillsborough?
Yeah. We went first season back in Championship, didn't we? 4-2.
Did we win?
Yeah, we got beat 4-2.
Oh, shock.
Yeah, I was just to drink that day. I can't remember it.
Well,
been that many times, haven't you? Been a few times.
Yeah. There's that many times we've been and got a bad result against them. Like, I think I only remember one we beat 3-1 that were good. I think Rhodes scored twice and Conway scored.
Yeah.
But then there was one where we were 3-1 up going into added time and we drew 3-3 and we missed out on playoffs. It were under Boyer. That were, I think Michael Keane gave ball away twice and he scored that that new who, the big lad up front.
Oh, right, yeah.
He scored twice in added time. I was just like, coach, I was just like, because obviously we were fuming at the time. Me, Pollitt and Matt Owen be like, oh my god, I need to sack him now. Like, can't put up with that. Like, 3-1 up, 2 minutes to go, get draw 3-3, we're out of the playoffs. And everyone was just like, we're seventh, be patient. Like, no team should be drawing a game where they're winning 3-1 in the 91st minute and then, like, scoring two goals against New, who was, like, bigger than me. Yeah, there is a lot of.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A lot of similar grounds, like Reading's, like, poured... built overnight Lego ground.
Yeah.
Coventry, Hull, Bristol City looks like that now. It used to be alright when we first came down, it was like a historic stadium, but they changed to like a Lego Lego template. Stoke's never a nice ground to go to. The new Cardiff stadium's just the same as Rotherham with blue seats. Huddersfield's freezing, Blackpool's freezing, Wigan's just a horrible away day for us completely. Yeah. The only one that's like a big away day would probably be Sunderland.
Yeah.
And I like the Hawthorns because it's like still a historic ground, but the rest of them are just, could put them anywhere in the country and it'd look like that team's home ground.
Yeah.
We don't have like any sort of identity, I don't think. Right. Championship results. So Bristol City 4, Birmingham 2. 4 losses in a row for Birmingham. Bristol City hit it for them just in time to play us. Burnley 1, Coventry 0. No comment. Cardiff 1, Wigan 1. 96 minute equaliser for Wigan, which might boost them a little bit. Hull 1, Huddersfield 1. 98 minute equaliser for Hull. Huddersfield are doing quite well now. I said they were relegated, but only 3 points off staying up, and then we're getting
to get beat this weekend though, because against Blackpool we've disappointed McCarthy
McCarthy
of all people. I thought that was quite an interesting appointment yesterday.
It's just like completely out of the blue, isn't it? Like, yeah. He's not been linked, and obviously Appleton's only just been sacked, and they've hired someone quite quickly.
Yeah.
But like Mick McCarthy, just where was his last job? Was he at Ipswich?
Yeah.
So okay, it's just. I mean, I hope he keeps them up. I want the North West team. Well, yeah. The majority of the North West teams to do well still.
Yeah.
Luton 2, West Brom 3. West Brom were 2-0 down. So, disappointing result for Luton, but a good result for West Brom. We've gone up into the playoffs now. Middlesbrough 1, Millwall 0. Middlesbrough up to 4th. Them and West Brom, we look where they've come from when we were like 3rd alongside Burnley and Sheffield United and everyone else were miles away. We look where them two have come from to be where they are now. I mean, that just shows what the Championship's like. Preston 0, Norwich 4. Pookie masterclass, but Preston just absolutely awful at home.
Yeah. I weren't surprised. I mean, I suppose 4-0 was the only thing I was surprised, but I thought Norwich were going to win. I mean, Wagner just been appointed and beating the cup, so there's a bit of pressure on him. He had all week to
bit
to
of pressure on him.
Bit of pressure on him to get started.
Yeah.
Not like pressure on his job or anything. But, you know, and he had all week between the Rovers and the pressing games to work with the squad. So I weren't surprised by Norwich winning there. I think 4-0 was maybe a bit of a surprise, but
yeah. You expect them to win.
Yeah.
Reading 2, QPR 2. Reading were 2-0 up, threw it away. QPR down to 12th, considering like how well they were when
they've really dropped off, haven't they?
Yeah, that's 4 games out of win now for them. Sheffield United 3, Stoke 1. Sheffield United just a well oiled machine. I think, hate to say it, I think the top 2 are up now.
I think the top 2, I mean, barring some incredible collapse, you know, and even then, like the teams in the playoffs would have to be consistent enough to catch them, that's like something that's just not happened all season, really.
I think both of them could get 100 points realistically, which is scary.
Yeah, it's gonna be a horrible
experience.
It's gonna be horrible for Rovers fans. But from a neutral point of view, if you can look at it from a neutral point of view, Burnley, but it's going to be an exciting title race, I think.
Yeah. Sunderland 1, Swansea 3. 09 got sent off for Sunderland, changed the game, but a bad result at home against a team that are more or less mid-table, aren't they, Swansea? Yeah. Watford 2, Blackpool 0. That was a last game for Appleton before he got sacked, and like we just said, Mick McCarthy's in now. And then Rotherham 4, Blackpool 0, which we've obviously already spoke about. So let's look at the league table. So we've obviously got the top 2 miles ahead. Watford 3rd on 43, Middlesbrough 42, us on 42, West Brom on 41, and outside the playoffs is Norwich on 39. Well, there's 3 teams on 39 that can all catch us in the next game: Norwich, Millwall and Luton. And then all the way down to 15th, Coventry, who are only 7 points behind us. It's a mad league. It's going to be...
Yeah.
It's just these 3 games, the Bristol City game and the 2 home games, are massive for us now.
Yeah,
you can somehow get back up into 3rd place, get just a bit need confidence.
To get some confidence back, just string a few games together, and all of a sudden the picture changes again. And you feel a bit more comfortable about a place in the playoffs again. We're still in a great position. You know, people, you know, after Saturday, it's very, very easily done to get kind of carried away and get like really down in the dumps about it. But you've just got to kind of like try and like take a step back after a game like that and just like, you know, just take like a few deep breaths, like, not like let your anger spill over onto the Rovers too, and
Twitter,
realise that we're still in a strong position.
Yeah,
we've just got to. I remember Mowbray saying this last season, and it never actually happened. Like, he said like we've just got to get to 70 points as quick as possible, and we ended up with like
63
something. No, but like. that really is the case, especially this season when we've already spoken about that. We feel the points total for the playoffs is going to be lower than
what it usually is in the
past few seasons. So, we need to get to 70 points as quick as possible. And what are we on now? 42.
42
points. So I need 28.
Maybe double it. Take a few off. I reckon we'll get to like 75.
28, but how many wins? It's 9 wins and a draw, isn't it?
Well, it's 33 points to get to 75, so 11 wins out of
19 games.
It's doable, isn't it? I think 10 wins will be enough.
I mean, yeah, if we can get another run if we can turn it around, like we said, we want us to do.
We've got a few of the bottom teams to play at home, Wigan, Blackpool. They're the games that you need to make sure that you win, and then anything else is a bonus.
Burnley at home's got to be a win as well, isn't it?
There's going to be more than just our position riding on that. That's the problem. It's going to be. Yeah. We'll speak about that when we get to that point.
It has to be a win.
I don't want to speak about it right now. Right. Forgot the quiz this week. I thought the quiz were all right this week, last week. It was hard to think of the options, but. Yeah. We forgot it this week. We're back next week when we've actually got a guest on. So we've got a starting 11. I don't know the answers. So we're going to have to work together to figure this out. So we've got Blackburn Rovers 2-0 win over Portsmouth on the 9th of May 2009. So that'd have been last game of the season, surely.
Right, so.
8 letters in net. I'm going Paul Robinson.
Yeah.
Correct. 7 letters at right back. Salgado. Oh, like the season before.
No, season before Salgado signed.
There's 5 letters at centre back. I'm going to go Samba.
Emerton right back.
Incorrect. Oh, Jesus. Emerton right back. Let's have a look. Emerton is incorrect. Warnock's got to be left back. Yeah, Warnock's left back. So we've got 7, 7, and 5 across the back line. 5? 2009.
5 not Oyer?
No, Oyer's 6.
Is it?
Yeah. OOIGJI.
Yeah.
Up front, we've got a 5 and an 8.
So.
McCarthy up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the 5, Yordi.
Yeah, that's his time, isn't it?
Dwight York. 5 letters up front. 2009. What kit are we thinking here? Is it black brown kit? Black crown paints one.
Yeah, yeah. The crown paints for like
the block sponsor.
The black letter in here. Yeah.
5 up front. Pedersen's got to be on left wing, hasn't he?
Yeah.
5 letters on right wing. It's a toughie, this.
Who's in middle at Park?
6 and 9. Is a 9 Petrovic? No, that's 8.
That was the season we got relegated, Petrovic.
Simon Vukovic.
God, that's an absolute dross, haven't we?
Harold Goulon. 7 letters at right back. Come on, let's think about it. What right backs have we had? Back then we had like Todd Kane. What were he called? Todd Leicester Kane. Premier League title winning right back.
Oh, Danny Simpson.
Danny Simpson, get in. He must be it. Incorrect. Are you kidding me? Who else do we have that season? Right, man, that's a toughie, that. Alright, 7 and 5 at centre back.
I think it's because last 8 season you'll probably get like the odd one.
Yeah,
it's just like dead rubber.
Kit man at centre back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Who do we have at centre back them years? Could the 5 be Zurab? Get
Nine letters in midfield. Nine letters is a lot of talent back at the shirt. I surely remember the shirt. Centre backs. Think. Do we get a clue? No, we don't get a clue. Buzzing. Five letters up front. Would have had Roberts, McCarthy, Santa Cruz.
Would have been after Santa Cruz, wouldn't it? No.
We're not having a loan that year.
No, that was a couple of seasons later that. He came back on loan, didn't he? About 10-11, I think. Came back on loan.
Mm. Alright, shout some names out to me. Shout some
names. I've got nothing here, Rob.
Is that a really old game? Was
that not two guys last year? 2009.
Will it be Kerry Moglu? It is Kerry Moglu.
Yeah, right, so. That's two guys, right?
Yeah,
so.
It was two guys last game, weren't it?
No, he played West Brom his last game, I'm sure it was West Brom.
Were it 9-10 last season?
No, it were 8-9. I'm sure it was West Brom he played in his last game.
So who would have played alongside? Was it Savage? Incorrect. Well, it's Stinker.
Jeez.
A centre back, five letters. I can only think of Samba. Can't think of anyone else. I'm trying to think of like right midfielders who's dropped in at right back for us.
Yeah.
We'll give it another couple of minutes and we'll give up. Five letters on the right. That's an absolute killer. Oh my word. I've got the answers. Gonna guess them.
Right, so what are we missing? Centre backs, right back.
Centre back, one of them's spelt wrong. So.
Alright.
It should be six letters instead of seven.
Nelson?
Yeah. They put Nielsen. Big Robbie Nielsen at centre back.
They'll make it harder for us, isn't it? But they have to be, why don't we?
The five at centre back. French player.
French centre half. Did he play a lot of games?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, Givet.
Yeah. Right back. You'll never get this. Played centre mid for us.
No.
Keith Andrews.
Bloody hell.
Right wing, five letters. I don't know which one it is. It's one of the two.
It must be one at Alston's then.
With five letters.
Oh, I didn't listen to that.
We had two other players that season with the same name.
Go on.
Juve.
Oh, all right, yeah.
So it's either Mamma Biram or Elanji.
Did we have Mamma Biram that season?
I don't know. One of them.
I think it was later on we had him. Not 10-11 we had him.
Six letters in midfield next to two guy. Got a famous room named after him.
A famous room?
Yeah. Medical suite.
Oh, Vince Carella.
And then up front, five letters.
Go on.
Chris Samba.
Oh, dear.
So it must have been Sam Allardyce then.
Oh, it was that game.
Samba's kicking a ball up front. Right. So that is us done. That was, I said that was enjoyable, but it was painful.
There's a struggle with that.
Yeah. Right, we'll be back after the Bristol City game.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Follow the podcast on podcast whichever providers. Podcast provider.
Subscribe, you choose. Comment on YouTube.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah. See you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
Podcast Network. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.